Hello, John.
Hello, Xavier.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You are bass player in the band Duncan Jones.
That's it, correct. I've been the bass player now. It's going 21 years for us.
We are here to talk about your new album, which will be released in March, Wildcat.
Yes, very forward to that. Can't wait till everybody hears it.
How did you choose the title of this new album? Is it because every people like cats on the internet?
Well, we have a song on the record called Wildcat. Yeah. When we were getting some of the suggestions for the artwork, one of the graphics that was submitted to us was the one that we're using now for the cover. And it said Danko Jones, and then underneath it said album title, and we thought, well, you know, we should just call the record Wildcat, because look at this cover. It looks incredible. And there was really no thought behind calling it Wildcat, but that's how it happened. So, and we kind of think that the cover looks great, and it's a very good title for a record.
For this new album, have you got any goal for this album? Because the band exists for something like 20
years.
Yeah,
the goal is always the same goal, to be the biggest band that we can be. To play as many shows as we can and to reach always a bigger audience. So anything other than that that's what we have always strived to achieve. So we want to have as many people listen to the record as possible.
Your music is always the same, I can say, because it's always groovy, always rock and roll, of course, melodic parts, some really quick one. How do you work to have this almost perfect balance? Is it natural for you? I mean, you don't have a special recipe that you could share with us?
I think that the recipe is just hard work. It's just, you know, over the years we've been making so many records and writing so many songs, and that now we're really in a groove to, and we've always known our place, but, you know, we're in a groove now that we know what we want to finally get to, and we're not taking the audience on any wild ride where we're going to start doing acoustic songs or some dance music in there. It's very much, the band is a rock band, and we know that, and that's what we're going to do. And for this record, it's the first time that we've ever went back and used the same studios in Toronto and work with the same people and work with the same producer, so there's just a bit more of a familiarity with the settings and the surroundings, so the end result is just another Danko Jones record, but I think one of the better ones that we've done in recent years.
Yeah, it's a great one, Wildcat, your new album. Have you spent a lot of time to have the track list, to know that the first song, Gotta Rock, need to be on the first?
I did the sequence for the record. So when we were putting together the songs in order to record them, I always thought that would be the perfect song to open a record. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great, great opening track.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think it just starts off in a way almost where we left off with Fire Music, and then the adventure, so to say, continues with the other songs. And I think it works, the way it's sequenced is very, very quick and to the point, and no beat is missed.
In all your songs, there is, of course, the music, and for the lyrics, you talk always about you. I mean, you speak to the audience, or you speak about something you're doing. How important it is to communicate like that with the audience, with your songs?
I think it's, you know, the audience, it's very important to know that the audience is very clever and needs to be engaged and needs to be entertained. So I think that, you know, whether listening to the songs, and especially when they come to the shows, that they're fully entertained with the delivery of the songs and the show. But, you know, we can't talk about anything other than what the themes we've been dealing with in songs, because it would not be as much fun, I think, if we were to write some political songs. Mm-hmm. Not to say that we don't have opinions on politics, but I don't think it's the time or place for us to do that.
You talk more about love, if I could say so.
Yes, yes, yes. Long lost, and, you know, being with the girl, wanting to be with the girl, and not being with the girl. That pretty much covers it all.
For your part, I mean the bass line, how did you work on this album? How many love did you put in your play?
Oh, in my play, it's always lots of love into the play. And for this one record, I used a new bass that I got in from Germany. It's by a company called Sandberg. It's a very, very beautiful boutique bass that they make there, and incredible sounding instrument, so I was very happy that I was able to use that, and it added lots of dynamic and lots of low end to the recording, I think.
When we listen to the album, we have the feeling that it's almost recorded live. How did you record it, really, the new album?
I think that the process by which we do the record now, and this one and the last one, was by the time we get into the studio, we have already recorded those songs three times by doing like rehearsal recordings, then some demos, and then we do pre-production. So we actually record the songs all over, all live, the three of us, and then when we go into the studio and start recording properly, then it's just so natural sounding. So we're not thinking about, you're not worried about how to play the part. You know how to play the part, so you're more worried about playing the song. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Executing the song. So I think that feeling really comes across. So it doesn't sound robotic or computer edited at all. It's actually us playing. So after all these years, we've really gotten into the groove and feel very comfortable to execute what we have to do. Yeah. Very minimal editing.
You don't have to focus on the technical part, you just on the score, you just have to let your feelings play.
Yeah, because I mean, the best part is to, you know, when you get to play the song, that once you play it, the best thing is to not think about what you're playing, and then you can play it correctly, I think. When you're worried about what you're going to play, then that's when I think you need to spend a bit more time playing the song. And especially that's the case when you go into a studio. I think that it helps you maximize the time that you are in the studio. And they're very expensive studios, so the least amount of time means that the less money you spend, which is a good thing.
Is there a video clip planned yet?
Yes, it's being finished right now, and the video clip will be for My Little Rock and Roll.
Okay.
And it's going to be a stop animation video.
Oh.
And it's going to use the colors of the cover.
Okay.
It's going to be, you know, a very unique thing, and it's going to stand out.
When will we be able to watch this video?
The next week or so, it should be finished by the first week of February. So,
okay.
I think it'll be ready a month at least before the single is out.
Okay. You've got a tour plane?
Yes.
Will you come back in France? Because we talked just before the interview that you traveled a lot in France.
Yes, we love traveling in France, and we've had the great opportunity to play to many clubs and many festivals, and there's so many great venues in France that we enjoy coming back to and playing, and we've discovered so many as well that are just great. And but right now, the first show that we're doing, we're just doing a show in Paris, and then hopefully after the Paris show, we'll be able to announce some of the festivals, and I think we're going to do some festivals in France in the summertime, and then usually either in the fall, we'll continue and keep doing some more dates.
Because I saw you at the Hellfest.
Yes.
And you played the last summer just really close from our town in Festival Terre du Son. Is there a different feeling when you play outdoor or when you play in a club?
It's definitely, I mean, when you're in a club, it's a more immediate reaction. It's more contained, and it's usually your own show, so people are there to just see you. But, you know, when you're at a festival, on the other hand, there's more people, and you kind of have to engage the audience differently. And I think they're both great formats. And usually at festivals, there's other bands, so you get to meet other bands and say hi to them, which is great. I love playing both.
Is there something special with the French audience? Do the French audience react in a different way than other countries from your point of view?
No, I think that now, like, over the years, we've gotten a lot of respect from the French audience, and I think they really understand the band, and they understand the underlying sense of humor and show that we put on. So that's a very great thing that we have with in connection with France. So, and the fact is, you know, as the we've been coming to France for many, many years, and we kind of seen like a festival like Hellfest start smaller and now become the premier,
yeah,
like metal, the premier rock, hard rock festival in Europe, I would say. I think that it's, you know, it's one of the top three festivals in all of Europe, I would call it. So that's a really amazing thing, and just to see the amount of French bands as well that have been coming out that are heavy bands, it's been great.
You've got to imagine that you've got a mission to do. You will go in mission with one companion that I will tell you, and you can pick one. You can choose as a companion Gollum, Jar Jar Binks,
okay,
Jiminy Cricket, a minion,
okay,
or the White Rabbit.
Okay.
Which one would you pick?
I'll take the White Rabbit.
Yeah?
And I'm going to go on a special magical adventure.
Okay. A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
Thank you for the support for our band, and please check out our new record, Wildcat. It rocks very hard.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Then hopefully we'll see you next time. Hopefully we get to play Terre du Son again. That'd be great.